On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Premier Tami Ntuli says various political parties within KZN's government of provincial unity have had to put their differences aside while working towards the needs of citizens. The GPU today marks its first anniversary in office. The coalition made up of the IFP, ANC, DA and NFP was formed after there was no majority winner in last year's general elections. The MK party, which snatched a lot of the votes, now stands as the official opposition in the province. And Ntuli's spokesperson, Lindelani Mbata, says the past year has brought many challenges.
This moment calls on all parties to lead beyond factionalism, to govern beyond narrow interest, and to deliver for all citizens, regardless of how they voted or where they live. Ntuli recognizes that the past year required a new kind of leadership, one that listens more deeply, collaborates more sincerely, and governs more inclusively.
Meanwhile, Action SA disagrees with the Premier, saying the GPU has failed the people of KZN as very little has changed. In a statement, it says poverty still continues to be the reality for many, while the quality of public services is on the decline. To the Eastern Cape, police have had to intervene after a humanitarian aid organization was threatened while offering help to flood victims in Mthatha. Members of the Gift of the Givers were intimidated, allegedly by a water mafia gang, while distributing clean drinking water today. It's understood that the group, linked to a service provider contracted by the municipality, are not happy with the work being done by the relief organization. Police Minister Senzo Mcunu has deployed officials to protect the organization. His spokesperson Kgamogelo Mogotsi says officers are also safeguarding flooded homes that are now being targeted by criminals.
Gift of the Givers has consistently been a source of hope and dignity to South Africans in their hour of need. Any attack on them is an attack on the very principle of Ubuntu. No individual or group will be allowed to profiteer off disaster or compromise the safety and well-being of our people. Law enforcement will act decisively.
And abroad, the Council of Europe's anti-discrimination body says Portugal's leaders must do more to fight crimes and hate speech against minorities, including immigrants, Roma, black people and LGBTQ people. In a new report, the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance highlighted a sharp rise in hate speech in Portugal. It comes as the far-right party has risen to become the main opposition force. Your top story this hour. Premier Tami Ntuli says various political parties within KZN's government of provincial unity have had to put their differences aside while working towards the needs of citizens. For more on this and other news stories, you can head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhir.